Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus, the bridegroom who will come soon. Amen. I want to talk about the gospel, the parable of the bridegroom and the 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish. And what about you? We'll pray. Oh Lord, we always pray you plant your word deep in our minds and hearts that we would hear it and believe it. Give us your spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, do you have what it takes? Want each one of you, not just the person next to you, but you need to look in the mirror and do some real examining and reflection and ask the question, do I really have what it takes? Or am I a fake and a phony? Do I really have what it takes? We ask that question sometimes when we maybe get a new job. Do I have what it takes to do the job? Or maybe we are exercising strenuously a new workout regime. Do I have what it takes to really do this? Or I'm sure lots of us already probably are out shopping and shopping before Christmas. Do I really have what it takes in my account to pay for all this? The gospel lesson today leads us to ask the question, this parable, do I have what it takes? Do I really have what it takes to get to the feast, to be with the bridegroom, to be with Jesus, to get in the door? And what's it take? 3 letters, 1 word, oil. What stands out in this parable is oil. Those that have oil for their lamp, they get in. Those that don't have oil, don't get in. Do you have what it takes? Do you have oil for your lamp? What are you talking about, Pastor? Let me talk about oil. Oil stands out in the parable. Oil, oil, oil. Have it or not. 4 things about oil. So you know what the oil is, where you get the oil. So we all have the oil, and we're all looking forward to the bridegroom to come back. First of all, to be plain and simple, the oil is the Holy Spirit. The oil here is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Why do I say that? Because throughout the Bible, oil symbolizes the Holy Spirit. That's why. In the Old Testament, kings were anointed with oil. That was the power of God's Spirit coming upon them to help them do their job. Prophets and priests were consecrated with oil. The Holy Spirit was coming upon them to set them apart for their job as prophet or priest. Sometimes the sick were anointed with oil. That's a New Testament practice too, where they had the comfort of the Holy Spirit and the grace and mercy he brings. So the oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Do you have the Holy Spirit? You got to have the Spirit to get in. If you don't have the Spirit, you're going to be left out, saying, I know you, and the door's shut. The parable is quite simple. The bridegroom is Jesus. He's going to come again. The 10 virgins represent the visible church, us. I mentioned the visible church, not necessarily the true church at all. But those that look like they're the church. They're the 10 virgins. The 5 that are wise are those that have the Spirit and faith. The 5 that are foolish don't have the Spirit and have no faith. They just look like it and pretend like they do. They're fakes. That's why we self-examine today. The feast is heaven, of course. The lamp, the light is our faith. And the good works that flow from faith. And the oil that fuels the faith is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit gives us faith. He keeps us in the faith. He is the fuel for our faith to keep our faith going. The lamp being lit so we get to heaven. Back in that day, you had to have a lamp, a light at night. By Roman law, it was just what you had to have. So you had to have oil. So the oil is the Spirit who gives faith, keeps us in the faith. You might, we love the little children's song. The kids did a great job singing today. This little gospel light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. We might reword that from the parable. This little gospel light of mine, the Spirit makes it shine. Now, sing that with me. Come on. This little gospel light of mine, the Spirit makes it shine. We can stop there. All right? But you understand what the oil is now. We're not talking about the stuff up in Alaska or over there in the Middle East. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. Move on to number 2. Oil in that day was in rich, rich supply. It was abundant oil for your lamp. And so the five foolish virgins don't have oil for their lamp. They cannot use the excuse, well, there's no oil anywhere. We can't find oil. Of course we can't. We don't have our lamp, but we can't find oil. Oil is all over the place. The five foolish virgins simply are lazy. And they procrastinate. And they put it off. They have other things to do. They have no one to blame but themselves because oil is vastly abundant throughout the cities back in that day. It's sort of like a gasoline today. If you run out of gas in Knoxville, who's to blame? Don't you dare say, well, there wasn't a gas station anywhere. Well, you knucklehead, there's gas stations everywhere. Look around the corner and there's a gas station. If you run out of gas in Knoxville, I realize in remote places there may not be a gas station, but in the city there's gas all over the place. And if you run out of gas, you're an utter fool. You didn't look at your gauge. You just didn't pay attention. You were lazy. You put it off and you didn't do it. Blame yourself because there's gas everywhere. Go get gas. And that's the way oil was back in that day. And so for the church, the Holy Spirit, who is the oil, he's abundant in the church. The Holy Spirit isn't out there in a cloud somewhere where I can't get to him. He's not some remote place where I can't possibly find him. The Holy Spirit's in the church. And notice what the five wise say to the five foolish. Go to the dealers, go to the merchants and get oil. The dealers, the merchants, are the pastors in the story. That's me. I'm the dealer of the oil, the merchant of the oil. Meaning God has set me apart, called me, ordained me into the ministry to give you the Spirit. Not that I have some special power, but God through me gives you the Spirit. And it happens when you're baptized. Here, an oil station is called your baptism. For you and your children, your friends and your neighbors. Here the Spirit comes upon you. You're baptized in the Spirit. You're baptized in the oil of the Spirit. Here you get the oil. So come get it if you haven't been baptized. And also the absolution in church. When I say, I forgive you all your sins, that's the word of God. That's the renewal of baptism. There's the oil of the Spirit who's washing you, cleansing you, refueling your faith, refueling your lamp. So come confess sins and hear absolution. It's not an option. It's no more an option than driving my car with no gas. You're a fool if you think you can drive your car with no gas unless you have an electric car, I guess. No option. It's not an option to come to church if you want oil and to be saved. Not an option. It's commanded. Because God knows we got to have oil. And then communion. The body and blood of Christ. Christ is here. He has a Spirit. Here you get refueled. It's called communion. The word of God that's preached and read. The Spirit is in the word. So the oil is the Spirit who's abundant in the word, taught and proclaimed in the sacrament of communion, the sacrament of baptism, confession, and absolution. He's abundant. You get it every Wednesday and Sunday we have this. That you might get the oil. And guess what? I don't charge you $2.70 a gallon for the oil like you pay for gas. And you gladly pay that for gas. This is free. Jesus is the olive, you see, who was crushed. Oil here is olive oil. And he is the great olive who was crushed at Calvary's cross, squeezed and crushed, and out of him comes the oil of the Spirit given at Pentecost. It's free. Thirdly, oil cannot be shared or borrowed. And this really stands out. Each person must get his or her own oil. It's a very personal parable. All 10 virgins have to have their own oil. They cannot borrow from another person. It's personal. You cannot borrow the Holy Spirit from your parents. You're not going to get in on the faith of the pastor. You're not going to get in on the faith of your great Aunt Sally, who was really a great believer. What about you? I could care less about your Aunt Sally, who's in heaven. Glad she's there. But what about you, friend? You're not going to get in by your spouse. My husband, my wife has great faith. But what about you? You're not going to get in by your grandma or grandpa or by a friend. The Holy Spirit cannot be shared or borrowed. You need to be baptized. You need confession and absolution. You need Holy Communion. You need the Word of God. Is it transferred to you by some human being? It's between you and the Lord, you and the Spirit. Cannot be borrowed or shared. Really stands out in the parable. I can baptize and offer baptism to you and your kids. I can't make you be baptized. That's on you. That's on you. I can encourage you to bring your kids to Sunday school and teach the Word of God at home and bring them to our Christian day school. That will be a big help too. I can't make you do it. That's on you, Mom and Dad. That's on you, Grandpa and Grandpa. That's on you. I can preach and teach the Word of God. I can't make you come. Maybe the elders should get a bus and drive around and knock on everybody's door on Sunday and say, "Come get the oil, you fool. Get up and get the oil." But even then, we can't really drag you out of bed and make you get the oil. That's on you, Christian. And I can't open your mouth and stuff communion in your mouth. I really cannot do that. I offered the body and blood of Christ for strength and forgiveness. Oil for your lamp, that you be saved. But if you're too lazy and too busy to come, that's on you. And God will hold you to account. I'm the dealer, the merchant who offers the oil. It's free. Come get it. Word, sacrament, but it's on you. Bring your kids, bring yourself, get the oil. You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him do what? You can't make him drink. And there's a secondary lesson here on missions. I think of the parable and the five wise virgins who had oil waiting for the bridegroom to come. What could they have told the five foolish ones that didn't have the oil? You better go get the oil, buddy. The bridegroom's coming. You're going to be left out. Don't be foolish. You need to go get oil. I'll go with you to get the oil. Let's go together and go get the oil so you have oil too. Let me go with you because you don't have it right now. I'll go with you. Let's go. The five wise could have had concern for the five foolish. Let's go get the oil because you've got to have oil. You're going to be left out. And so the mission of the church, you have the Spirit, you have faith. Don't just sit there. My friends, my neighbors, my family, come to church with me. Come get the Holy Spirit. Come learn of Christ. Come hear the Word. Come prepare for communion. Come bring the kids to be baptized. Come, come, get the oil for your lamp, or you're going to go to hell and be left out and the door shut. And as I read the parable, there's not a second chance. You got your chance now. But number four, the most important thing of the parable is get the oil and get the oil now. Don't wait around. Don't procrastinate. Get the oil now. Be baptized now. Be in the ministry of the church now. Not later. Not when it works into your schedule, but now. The bridegroom doesn't come in your schedule. He comes at midnight when people are sleeping. He comes when he wants to. Not when it fits into your schedule, friend. You fit into his schedule. And get the oil now. The five foolish are not murderers. They're not terrorists. They're not thieves, as far as we know. They're not idolaters. They know the name of the bridegroom, obviously. They have every intention to be there. They look like they're going to be there. They're a bridesmaid, after all. And yet they're left out. They have every good intention. And they say, "Lord, Lord, open the door." And he says, "I don't know you. Who are you? You're a fake. You're a hypocrite. You look like you're going to get in, but you're not. And God will send all hypocrites to damnation." Lots of people will be left out of heaven that had good intentions. As they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Get the oil and do it now. For you, your kids, your neighbors. What is shocking is 5 of the 10 don't have oil. This shocks you as you first read it. 5 of the 10 don't have oil. 5 of the 10 bridesmaids are left out. Think of a wedding today where half of the bridesmaids don't get into the feast because they're just not ready. What? They're not ready? How are they not ready for a wedding? Come on. Half of you not ready? What kind of fool are you? It shocks us. And that's just the point. To shake up the church. We're not talking about the staunch pagan out there. This is for the church. Those that look like they're ready. That know the bridegroom. Are you really ready? It's lead us to the mirror. To examine. First Lutheran has about 450 baptized members. Are 225 of us fools? that are really hypocrites? The good news, friends, the bridegroom hasn't come back yet. The bridegroom has not come back yet. There's still time to get the oil. It's been 2,000 plus years. He's waiting for you to get the oil. Why hasn't he come back, Pastor? He's waiting for you to get the oil. Waiting for you to come into the church, to be baptized, to bring your family, your friends, your neighbors, to save the whole world. He wants everybody at the feast, so he's waiting. Get the oil. Come on. What are you waiting for? And that's the good news. The Spirit is here. The Word is preached. The sacraments are given. There's forgiveness of sins. There's reconciliation with God. There's mercy that flows. It's all right here. Come get it. You know, Ann and I have talked about going to Alaska on a trip. Haven't made it. But it's really no big deal. It can wait, and I don't have to get there. I've talked about going to Germany to see Lutherland. Love to go. Haven't made it. Not that big a deal. I haven't even been to Dollywood yet, believe it or not. No big deal. Being baptized is a big deal, friend. Having your babies baptized, a huge deal. Having your friends, hearing the Word of God, this is a big deal. You may not think so, you may be half asleep. This is a big deal. Oil for your lamp. Communion's a huge deal. Oil for my lamp. The refreshment of the Holy Spirit, the body and blood of Christ. Wow! I'm ready. I'm going to bring the world with me. Get the oil. Get the oil. Did you hear it? Get the oil. And celebrate with the bridegroom. Don't be left out. Amen. We stand. May the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.